Happens if I'm going for a run and I have my bottle of water or Powerade or whatever it happens to be, and I make a bracha at the beginning of the run, but I'm going to be out there for half an hour. So at what point do you say that, all right, I took a sip, I stopped drinking, I took another sip, it's an hour later, I'm running cross country. So to what extent does that first sip and that first bracha when you started the drink continue? And are there times when I find myself in a situation like that where no, I have to make a new bracha? So there's a lot of background behind this and permutations. We will, later, answer your simple question, okay? But I also want to give some of the underpinnings of the Shaila, because this way you'll be able to apply it to more varied situations where the same principles are at work. Okay, so the question is like this, Rabbi. So when I make a bracha, so we have to differentiate between bracha rishona and bracha achrona. So Aaron is asking about bracha rishona. Bracha achrona, you know, just to be very direct, in your case, would be highly unlikely, because in order to make a bracha achrona, one needs to, number one, have the shear. The shear for bracha achrona is a revius, okay? Number, it's several ounces, somewhere between, let's say, 3 and 4 ounces, most likely. And you have to drink it, you have to drink that revius, besoch kedei achilas, besoch kedei shtias revius, within the amount of time it normally takes a person to drink a revius. How long is that? So it's probably about 2 gulps. If you sat with a glass of water, how long does it take you to finish a few ounces of water? Not very long at all. If you're taking sips over the course of 20 minutes as you go, you don't end up consuming the amount within that window of time that would require you to make a bracha achrona. The only time that might apply is when it comes to something like tea or coffee, which if you serve it hot, no one can just down the cup of coffee at the temperature that it's served at. Coffee, I think, by health department codes, has to be served at 175 degrees, something like that. Somewhere between 165 and 175 degrees. Very, very difficult to take that down as is. You add a little milk. But for that matter, that's not a problem, because according to some poskim, and I think this is how the Rav held, Rabbi Trusky told me once, that when the normal mode of drinking that particular drink is to drink it slowly, so you look at the amount of time that a normal person would drink that cup of coffee or that cup of tea, and that becomes your frame of reference. So instead of the few seconds that it takes to just have a drink of cold water, if it takes several minutes to finish a cup of coffee, so that would be the same thing as far as how long you have to complete the revius within that time frame, within the several minutes. But if you're running and you're drinking a cold drink of water, bracha achrona is very unlikely. Okay, so what about bracha rishona? So there are two factors that dictate when a bracha rishona is said or not said after you've already begun the meal. And those are, number one, shinoi makom and heschadas. Shinoi makom is that I'm in a different location than when I started eating or drinking. And heschadas means I interrupted my intent to continue to consume whatever it is that I'm eating or drinking. Okay, I'm not sure how much we're going to get to heschadas. We'll touch on it a little bit now, but we'll probably spend more time on shinoi makom. Shinoi makom is very simple. If I have a drink of water in this room 102, and then I walk outside to talk to my friend who I see out the window, and then I come back in, every posuk in the world agrees that when you come back into room 102, you have to make a new bracha rishon. Okay? Under normal circumstances, when you leave a building, okay, we're not talking about between one room and another room. It's not uncommon for a person to move within a house, or within a building. All the rooms are owned by me, while I'm eating or drinking something. Okay? It's always better to sit down and eat like a mensch. But sometimes we move around a little bit. So everyone agrees that when I made the bracha, my shahakol on my orange shoes, I knew that I was going to be walking around the house, then even if I go from room to room, I don't need to make a new bracha when I go room to room. But if I go out of the house and I go down the block, number one, as soon as I leave the room, if I want to continue drinking, I have to make a new bracha. If I decide to come back, then I also have to make a new bracha again, because the bottom line is I left the house that I was in earlier. Okay, we'll get into your question in a minute. That's as far as drinking the water in a different location, where I start inside a house. One exception to that could be as follows. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in which he talks about someone who's chewing gum or eating a sucking candy. So there, you don't actually finish at any point in time consuming one piece and moving on to another piece. If you look, let's take a look at Sifkat Lamed Tes. I'm going to fast forward a little bit at the page you have in front of you. And try to make it a little bit bigger. Yes. Sure. Okay, so look down here, Sifkat Lamed Tes. See it there, where the hand is? Kosav Achai Adam. Got it there? Kosav Achai Adam. Ches Alf is Chai Adam. Dafilu im Ochis HaPri B'Yado. Let's say someone is holding an apple in their hand. They made a Ha'etz. V'Holech V'Ochel. And he continues to eat as he walks. Yesh Bo Mishum Shinoi Makom. That will still constitute, when he walks out of the house, a Shinoi Makom, and when he walks in the street, he has to make a new Ha'etz. However, im Yatsim im Komar Rishon, Shekava Atzma Lechol, Lecheder Acher. But if he goes from the place where he originally planned to eat into another place, V'lo Haya Daitu Mitchil Lezeh, and he had never planned to leave that place, Chol Psisa Upsisa Hu Davar Acher, each bite is a separate bite, right? The bite of the apple that I had a minute ago, and now I'm in a different location, and I take another bite of the apple, there's no relationship between those two. Okay? So in a situation where I'm going, let's say, out of the house, a new bracha is certainly required. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, but what if you're eating something where there is no clear and present distinction between one bite and the other? If you have a sucking candy, that's continuous. Rav Moshe says, there is no interruption of a toch kedei dibor. Familiar with that term, toch kedei dibor?
Yeah.
Right? Very relevant for this time of year. As we get to the Yom Noraim, so you have to make various changes in the Shemona Esrei, such as HaMelech HaKadosh as opposed to HaKel HaKadosh. Right? So in the case where you say HaKel HaKadosh, you're supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, the halach is as long as you correct yourself within toch kedei dibor, the amount of time it takes to say hello to your Rebbe, Shalom Malcha Rebbe, matter of seconds, maybe 2-3 seconds, something like that. If you correct it within that time frame, then you're good to go, and you go on to the next bracha, and no repeat of Shemona Esrei is necessary. Likewise, Rav Moshe says, if you continue to eat or chew your gum within Toke Dei Dibor, everybody's within Toke Dei Dibor, then there's never any interruption that stops you, that makes it like a Shinu Makom. Okay? So it's as if it's one continuous achila from the time I started, even as I go outside, and there's no nuchi of bracha. Okay, everyone with me so far? Fine. Now, the reason why Aaron's case is a little bit different is because he didn't start eating when he was inside. Okay? Let's assume. Okay? We'll come back to the case where he did. But I get out of my house, and before I take the jog, so I have a sip of my Powerade. So what happens if I start in a place where there is no defined makom? Okay, everyone got that?
Yeah.
All right, so let's look the next page in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look over here. Look at Sivdal. You got there, Sivdal, where the hand is? Im ochal pas b'makom echad, v'chazer v'ochal b'makom acher, Einu mevarach bore berachas amasa. El b'makom hasheni, the place where you bench is in the second place. Okay, so let's analyze that line first before we get to the second half, which is a part of the jogging question. What the Shulchan Aruch just said is that if I start eating in one place, have my Shabbos Suda in one place, and then before I bench and before I finish my Shabbos meal, I say, I'm going to go down the block to my friend's house, and have dessert over there and hang out with him. So where do you bench? You bench in the second place. Here's the question. When I go to the second place, do I have to make a new hamotzi or a new mizonos or whatever it is that I'm going to be eating?
You always have to make a mizonos dessert.
Okay. Let's, without getting into particulars about the mizonos, okay? Forget mizonos. Let's say it's something which ordinarily, had I stayed in the same place, I would not make a new bracha. Do I make a bracha in my new location? So based on what we said so far, what would you say? I left my house. I went to a different house. What do we say? We said there's an objective break in the action of shinoi makom when I go to a new location after I leave where I am when I start my meal. But the answer is that's not always true. But even planning to go back or not planning to go back, listen to this. This is actually a big machlokes between Ashkenazi and Sephardim. Ashkenazi Poskim say as follows. Ramah says this earlier in the Siman in Shulchan Aruch, Kufayin Ches, as follows. We started talking about a case where a person is eating an apple, or he's chewing gum, or he's taking a drink. That is what we call Dover She'ena Tuna Bracha Acheres Bimkoma. An apple is something which does not require you to make the bracha, the bracha mazon, the bracha achrona, in the place where you start eating. Right? Everyone knows that if you have a sandwich, and then you forget to bench, and you're down the block, and you remember that you forgot to bench, what's halacha? You have to go back. You have to go back to the place where you started, and bench in the place where you started. That is true about bread. It's true about mazonos. It's not true about an apple. It's not true about a drink. If I want to make a bracha achrona in a different location, that's what we call davar she'ena tu'una bracha acheres bimkoma. That's a food item that does not require the bracha achrona be said in the place where I originally started eating. Now, who cares? It makes the following nafkamina. If I have to return to the place that I started in order to bench, like when I made amotzi on the sandwich and then I went outside and then I remember I forgot to bench, al pi halacha, since I'm mandated by the law to go back to where I started eating, halacha treats that as if I never left. There's a natural glue that keeps me coming back, so the makom of my kvias is established, and the shinoi makom does not count. I went outside, but we ignore that because there's something halachically that's bringing me back to my original place. You follow the svara? Whereas when it comes to my apple, where halacha does not require me to make the borei nefashos in the place where I started eating, so when I walk out the door, I walk out the door. There's nothing keeping me keeping me back to where I started. Good?
Yeah.
So therefore, if I start my Shabbos in one place and I make hamotzi and I leave the house and I want to go to my friend's house and continue eating over there, no new bracha rishon is required, and the bracha achrona, the bracha mazon, will be said in that other place. Svardim, however, do not make this distinction between bread and other things. Okay? Ayin Sham, take a look at the Mechaber at the beginning of Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, and you'll see that he says that even if I'm in the middle of a meal, a bread meal, and I walk outside, I'd have to bench first and then go on and make a new hamotzi to continue my meal. Okay? So keep that in mind. Again, the best thing to do is...
Here it says,
Einu Mavarach Brachas Amazon El B'makom Hasheni. My benching is in the second location. Okay? I just want to make one ha'ar, and then I'll take a question, Maxwell. There is one variable over here. If you leave people at the table where you were eating, all right, even if I was only having an apple, where normally if I walked outside, went to Daven Mincha. So the halacha is that normally if I leave the house, I have to make a new eitz when I continue my apple. But if I left people at the table, which, again, is a more of a reason for me to return, to come back to my party. So then, like in the case of something where I have to return to the original place to make my bracha achrona, the fact that the chevra is still where we started brings me back, and it's like I never left, so there's no shinui makom. Okay, even if we're talking about the apple. All right, it's a little more complicated. And as a general rule, we tell people that even though it's true that if I walk outside, I can continue my sandwich in a different location, unless it's for Dvar Mitzvah, l'chatchila, one should bench where you are, because one reason, there's a few reasons, one reason is because people forget, right? If you say that I'm going to have my meal now, and I'll go down the block to have dessert, okay, but you know, that dessert could go on for an hour, and by the time you're done with the dessert, you may not be, you may not remember that you have to bench, and even worse, in a certain sense, maybe you won't be, maybe the time will elapse, right, that is right. Normally, you have to finish benching within the time it takes for the food to be digested. If the food is digested and you still haven't benched, then you're putter from benching because the effects, the after effects, the achalta v'savato v'erachta is no longer there because you digested it and you're not satisfied anymore from the original meal. So, in order to avoid missing out on the benching, in order to make sure that you bench where you're supposed to bench, unless there's a special mitzvah or you had in mind to move from one location to the other in the first place, better to make a bracha achrona where you are so that you don't run into trouble. Max, what was your question?
My question was, if the reason why you're not to make a new hamotzi once I leave the makom suda is because I have this like attraction to the place where I started eating.
Right.
then wouldn't that also mean for me to make Christmas muffin at my neighbor's house is a problem? Because
if the, like, does the bench? Oh, okay, but this is only if the place. If we went back a little bit, right, to where we started. Im achal pas makom acher echad. Sorry, the chazar va'achal b'makom acher. Okay,
so it's, I left and I came back.
No, I started my meal in location number one, yeah. And in location number two, I kept eating more bread. Let's say, okay.
But if the reason why I can keep eating without making new bread is because of my connection to the first place, how do we? At a certain point, we totally reject.
It's like the whole time I'm in the same place. You're right. We're sort of grabbing the stick from both ends, but it means that the bracha rishon has not been cut off. But on the other hand, the fact that I continue to eat in the other location, that authorizes me and justifies a benching in the second place because that's also my makom achila. Okay. Go ahead, Joey.
What's the cutoff for this having to return to the original place to bench? Like, is it, you can bench as long as you're still full from the meal.
Correct.
So
buy yourself a bagel and eat it where you are now and bench there. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is describing.
Without making a new bracha?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
There's for sure a nice hefsek.
Right. Okay. So hopefully we'll talk about that next time.
Bracha, then aren't you automatically declaring that you've passed on your opportunity to bench on the
start a new meal. Right, so that would be the reason why you'd make a new bracha in that place is not because of the shinui makom halachos. Everything we've discussed so far, the reason why you can continue eating in the second place is because it does not constitute a shinui makom if I always have to go back. But there's another way to cut off my first bracha, which is hesach hadas. That I've interrupted my intent to eat, and now the new thing that I'm eating, I didn't even own this bagel in a million years. I never thought I was going to be buying this bagel, right? So the hamotzi in the second place would be justified, unlike the case of where I go from one house to another house, where I never stopped wanting to eat. I just wanted to go to a different location. You hear what I'm saying? Okay. Okay. So we'll talk. Let's get back to Aaron's case. Okay, so the end of that Sif in Shulchan Aruch, the end of Dalet says, sorry, Holchei Drachim she'ochlem derech hiluchem, people who are traveling and eat as they go, v'yoshvim u'mevarchim b'mokom siyum achilasam, they get to the place where they're going, and they sit down and make a bracha in the place where they finish eating, even if it's not the end of their destination, but they sit down and they make a bracha in the place where they complete their eating. That's the parallel for the case of where the guy starts eating in one place and then goes to his friend's house for dessert. But Derech Agav, the Shulchan Aruch, opens up a new category of bracha achrona mechayev, or lack of mechayev, by virtue of the fact that a person is traveling. And as we said earlier, the fact that they're traveling is most significant because they did not start in a given place. They did not start in a place where there was a kviyas makom. So unlike where I start having the apple in my house and I walk outside, I have to make a new bracha when I get to the street because I left my kviyas makom. I made a shinui makom, but if I am traveling and I never have a specific makom, so then the rule does not apply. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, Mem Beis. Holchei drachim, dehem l'kuli amor mutar lahem laloch v'lecho. According to all opinions, if you are traveling, you can eat as you go. Even if they've traveled so far that they can't see the original place where they started eating because it's too distant. Oh, there are trees that interrupt the line of vision. They never set themselves a specific place where they wanted to eat to begin with. They were always traveling. You can't say that they uprooted their original location, that they had a shinui makom, because there was no makom. Okay? So that's very important. So now you can be a holech drachim, and one or two things can happen. Let's say you're traveling on the New York State Thruway, and they have one of these rest stops, or picnic benches. And you come, and you sit down with your sandwich, and you eat your sandwich. So you're a holech derech, you're traveling, But what happens if you get up and take your sandwich with you and you go somewhere else? Then you could be mechayev a new bracha. Why? Because you really did sit down on that park bench, and that's where you're going to have your meal. So if you continue traveling, you can no longer see where you were before, you're going to have to make a new amotzi. But if you run into the gas station at the rest stop, you buy a bag of chips, you get into your car, you open up the bag of chips, and you make a bracha, and you eat as you drive, so then you will never have to make a new bracha so long as your intent was to continue eating, but by virtue of your location, you're never going to have to make a new bracha. So the same is true in Aaron's case when you get outside and you take your sip of Powerade with the intent that you're going to continue traveling and be running for the next 20 minutes. Whereas if I let's say I'm in my house and I take the Powerade out of the fridge, I make a bracha, and then I go put on my sneakers and I get my iPhone and I put in my headphones and then I say, oh, you know, I want to go to the bathroom. So if there's still more things that you need to do before you actually leave the house, then the poskim say that constitutes a kviyas makom in the house. Even though you're planning to go out for a run and continue drinking as you go, but you set yourself up to be more kavua in the makom that you started. Whereas, here's a chiddush, that even if I'm still in the house, but I'm mamish at the doorway, there's nothing else I'm doing in the house, I'm taking my drink and I'm running, I just want to take a sip so I don't have to think about it later. So I make my bracha, there I have total das to continue going. So I was never kovei makom, even though theoretically you could time that I'm in the house. Doesn't matter because I was in the house, but as we say in English, I had one foot out the door. Even if you don't literally have one foot out the door, so that would be the same thing as the case in the rest stop, where I grab the snack, I make a bracha, and I'm traveling. So I never root myself in halachically to one location, and my bracha continues on. Likewise, even as we said, you know, bridging into Es Chadas, if I'm sitting in one place, like at the Beis Medrash, I sit down to learn with the Chavrusa. And I buy coffee. And I will be drinking that coffee over the course of the next hour and a half. It doesn't matter. The same bracha achron is going to count throughout that hour and a half because I did not change locations, I did not leave the building, nor did I ever have an intention to stop along the way. Okay? And it'll keep going. Yes, Jesse?
So, I drink water all the time.
Okay.
Right? But I usually say a bracha in the morning, but then it's like it extends for a whole day, so I'm always working. So how does that?
So what you can do is, for sure, when you're outside in the morning, make a bracha rishona, take a sip, with the intent that you're going to continue sipping the entire day. So you have no shinui makom question, because it's not like you came to shir, you sat down, you made a shahako, right?
So actually, the bracha, like, not in a specific place.
Correct. And since your intent, very explicitly at the beginning, is that this is going to go for the rest of the day, so pashup shat is that would continue, as long as you continue to drink. Now, refilling the bottle is a different story.
Yeah, I
okay. So we'll talk about that. It's part of a bigger discussion, okay?
Right.
But that's as far as, you know, physically. Yeah, go ahead.
And if I'm at a rest stop and I want to eat on my sandwich, like, it meant, but I'm just not sure how much time we have here, right? So I eat half of my sandwich, and then the bus driver says, all right, guys, we're all going, and I was like, okay, so I'm also going to eat this on the bus.
All right. So keep in mind, the sandwich is different. Right?
Yeah, because it's a...
Sandwich is davar haton bracha achareha bimkoma. You never break that link to the original place you're in, even
but,
if you do try.
I thought you can make that mochi, and if you have in mind that you're going to eat half of the sandwich in another place...
Right, that's exactly what we're saying. Right? So the truth is that's what I was referring to earlier. That has a halachic advantage, actually. Because we said normally, if you do sit down to eat your sandwich in one place, ideally you should not switch locations, because then you might forget to bench from the, you know, from the original eating wherever you started. But if I started with the intent knowing that I'm going to leave, so then even l'chatchila I can leave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, if the bus is leaving, you have no choice, then for sure, what are you going to do? You don't have to...
I feel like I should
If, well, keep in mind, Jesse, if you're going to continue the sandwich on the bus, there was no interruption. So there, Paul's going to say, we don't have to be choshish that you're going to forget to bench. I'm in the middle of the meal. It's not like I went down the block and I went to schmooze and then, oh, at the end of the day, I'm going to remember that I forgot to bench. No, you continue. It's just that the bus is leaving and I can't hold everybody up, so I have to go. So you take the sandwich with you. Make sure you have a kazayis to take with you as you go on the bus, because the kazayis is what creates the independent chiyuv to bench where I am right now. Right, by virtue of that share. Go ahead, Yos.
Can you make a bracha, like a baseball practice, it's the same place, it's a long period of time. Can I make a shakel and have in mind that it's going to cover all the drinks that I have throughout that?
100%. I chose to use the example of a guy sitting down for his chavrusa for an hour and a half, but you can choose that example also. Okay? It's essentially the same issue. Again, as long as you stay within the same building. Okay? Or you start outside. Okay. Tractable dome. Okay, yeah.
So, is there a problem if you sleep? After you eat.
So I was just going to bring this up to conclude. Let's go to the next page.
That always happens to me in my house. Like, you eat, then you're on the couch, you dog out, then your parents pick you up for
okay, Jesse, take a look over here. At the end of the simon. Sib Zion. You got it there? Adam... So we're going to move this a little bit.
Sib Zayin.
Adam she yashin besoch sudaso. Shinas arai lo have hefsek. So someone who sleeps in the middle of the suda, shinas arai. Arai means like temporary.
Temporary means
just a snooze, okay? Meaning as opposed to someone who gets in their pajamas, goes into the next room, you know, and lies down on their bed. Now, there's obviously...
I have everything on.
Okay. Except so shinas arai, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, is not a hefsek. Okay? That's what the Rosh says in Maseches Tainis, quoting the Ravid. Haga, Rama speaks now. V'chein im, what does that say? Im hifsik b'shar d'vei rishus, kigon shohutzach l'nakava v'chiyotzi b'zei. He says the same is true if you have to interrupt the meal for whatever purpose, such as going to the bathroom. Okay, so take a look over here. Mishabur says, shinas arai, memches, afilum shah meshach zman l'ar shah. He says, let's say you took a nap for an hour. Okay? Kevan shenenas b'shina. Since the reason why you fell asleep was, it was an onus. You were overtaken by sleep. Okay? You were not planning on this. It's not like you deliberately went to take a nap. Lo mikri hefsek. Ein sarach levar hamotzi. You don't have to make a new hamotzi. Oh, aval nitzilas yadayim boy b'li bracha. But you may have to make a new nitzilas yadayim. Because you don't know where your hands went while you were sleeping. Okay? But if you go into your bed to go to sleep, Shinas Keva, more permanent rest, that is a hefsek. That is a more bona fide, legit, l'kuli alma interruption in your meal, which in that case you really should make sure to bench before you do that. That's what he's saying. Should bench, because you definitely have to make a new bracha achrona. But like we said, bracha rishon. But as we said earlier, anytime you're making an interruption in your meal, you're supposed to bench so that you don't lose sight of your chiyuv to bench.
I have a shiloh. Okay. What if it's like a minhag? Like, oh man, like this is.
It's a minhag to take a nap?
No. Like me, like it always happens. Like when I was in high school, I was waking up at like 5:10 a.m. or so in the morning because I had to push off and send home. Even though it was way before I could actually.
So you fell asleep at lunch in school?
But I had to do it every single Friday night. Like, oh man, like you see me dozing off there.
Dishu over here in number 37. V'chola hashocha v'mitaso v'shosu mipam l'pam. Let's say you have someone unfortunately sick. He's in the hospital. He's lying down all day, and time to time he takes another sip. V'mitoch chulsha near the me'emza. And because he's weak, he's recovering from surgery, so it's normal for him to doze off every once in a while. So he quotes from Scheinberg in Zosa Bracha, Nechshav hadavar kishinas arai vein tzarech levarach amashashos lachar mikain. But that's considered shinas arai. Shinas arai is anytime you're not really very deliberate about going to sleep, and therefore a new bracha would not have to be made. Okay? Both sides, stop here. Have a wonderful day.